On Thursday, people took to the streets again to protest Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm's decision Wednesday not to criminally charge Wauwatosa Police Officer Joseph Mensa. Mensa fatally shot 17-year-old Alvin Cole after being dispatched to Mayfair Mall for a disturbance earlier this year. Cole had a gun, and Mensa has said he believed Cole shot at officers. D.A. Chisholm says he couldn't prove Mensa wasn't acting in self-defense. Cole was black, as is Mensa. It was the third time Mensa shot and killed someone in the line of duty. Regular protests last summer called for Mensa to be charged and ousted from the police department. Mensa is suspended, and an investigator's report Wednesday advised that the police and fire commission fire him because of the likelihood that he could kill a fourth person while on the job. The chair of Wauwatosa's Equity and Inclusion Commission is among the people calling for Mensa to be terminated immediately. Sean Lowe spoke with WUWM.
Yesterday's decision just further divided the Wauwatosa community. I think that there's strong concerns about Joseph Mensa remaining on the police force. But also, one positive that came out of yesterday was the outside investigators' report, who recommended that Officer Joseph Mensa be terminated. And the City of Wauwatosa's Fire and Police Commission need to meet immediately to follow the outside recommendation report and terminate Joseph Mensa from this police force.
Now, that's a strong statement coming from you. Why do you believe Mensa should be fired?
Officer Joseph Mensa has not only killed three people in the past 5 years, but all three shootings were questionable. All three shootings, there's a huge asterisk next to them on whether they could have been prevented. I've never seen anything across this country with one officer not only killing three people within 5 years, but then all three cases, utter de-escalation tactics could have happened, which would have resulted in three different people being alive right now, three different families not grieving on a daily basis that will never heal, even with Joseph Mensa off the force. If you have a police officer that doesn't know the meaning of any de-escalation tactics, it's time to go, because then people do not feel safe in a Wauwatosa. I would not feel safe in a Wauwatosa with Officer Mensa on the police force.
Now, I'm wondering if you were surprised at all by D.A. Chisholm's decision not to bring charges.
I was not. It hurts because I think many of us in the Black community always assume the worst. We always assume when it's law enforcement on the street, or in the office, or in the decision-making process, whether that be lawyers or judges, that we're never going to get justice. So it was just another decision of injustice, unfortunately.
Now, you said that you, along with other people in Tulsa, are holding out hope that the city gets this right. What are the next steps?
The next steps is for the City of Wauwatosa's Fire and Police Commission to fully review this outside report that was done, where you had law enforcement officials, even former FBI agents that were outside on this outside investigation, that did recommend that Officer Joseph Mensa get fired. That has to be step number one. There can be no other step to healing my city of Wauwatosa until Officer Joseph Mensa is off that force. Once he is off the force, then the healing can begin. Then we could continuously have conversations to work with the police department on better community policing, work with the police department on continuous diversity and inclusion initiatives, work so they can have a sense of understanding.
Sean Lowe is the chair of the Wauwatosa Equity and Inclusion Commission.